We're going to read some verses, just four verses from Isaiah chapter 65 that we're going to reflect on a little bit later, or in a moment actually, in the service. So let's just read these words, or I'll read them and you can follow them as they come up on the screen. So this is the prophecy that Isaiah received in these verses. Never again will there be in this world, amongst my people, an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not live out his years. He who dies at 100 will be thought a mere youth. He who fails to reach 100 will be considered accursed. They will build houses and dwell in them. They will plant vineyards and eat their fruit. No longer will they build houses and others live in them, or plant and others eat. For as the days of a tree, so will be the days of my people. My chosen ones will long enjoy the works of their hands. They will not toil in vain or bear children doomed to misfortune, for they will be a people blessed by the Lord, they and their descendants with them. Amen. So we're going to reflect on those verses for a few moments. There was a book written a few years ago, and this took these verses and he described it as the Isaiah vision. The Isaiah vision of what God wants, God's plan for society. And just for a few moments, we're going to reflect on what the picture is there. And I want to start using that wonderful word that we have from Hebrew, the word shalom. And we often translate the word shalom as peace. But actually shalom has a much bigger meaning than simply peace. It really refers to wholeness. It refers to a sense of complete oneness that comes through God. It refers to that sense of connectedness and wellness that God seeks to bring to all things. And so these verses, they fill out that sense of the word shalom. So there's an emotional aspect to what is described in those four verses that we looked at from Isaiah a moment ago. There's an emotional aspect to them. There'll be no more sorrow. And I know that in particular at the moment, sorrow and anxiety are something that are heightened for us, but also for our nation and for the world. But the fact that God's plan and intention is that his shalom should take us to a place where there is no more sorrow. And this picture of emotional shalom, emotional wholeness, speaks of a situation in which the city and the people are blessed and valued. All of the people. Blessed and valued. And the city as a whole, blessed and valued by God. So that there won't be some who are first-class citizens and others who are second-class, treated poorly, pushed off and ignored. Their needs ignored. The sense that God's shalom will bring wholeness and contentment to all people. There's a social aspect to what's described in these verses as well. Children will thrive. And isn't that such a sort of prescient thing to be noting at the moment? As we recognise that many children have missed up to 6 months of education in school, and now teachers and other support staff having to work so hard to try and regain that place where the children were and trying to make up for those lost months of education. But children thriving in our society. And also the sense of long life, well lived. And those great verses where it talks about, you know, even, I know it talks about a man a lot, but actually it was written very much in a, but I think the intention is for it to refer to men and women, saying that a person who lives only to 100 years old, oh, you know, they went before their time. That sense that long life was to be something that would become something that was not unusual. Was something that God's intention was that life should be long, but also full of good things. Even to the end, that life would be worth living and full of joy and beauty and wholeness. There's also an economic aspect to what is being described in these verses as well. That sense in these verses that all will reap the just rewards of their labours. So if you plant a vineyard, you will then get to taste the produce, the wine that is produced from your vineyard. And obviously that's a metaphor. We have, actually, in our previous garden in Camberwell, we did have a vine. But I wanted to cut it down because a vine gets everywhere. And this thing was really thick and it wrapped itself around next door's tree and all sorts of things. But the people at the bottom of the garden said, please don't cut it down because part of one of the branches has come over our side and now we've trained it round the wall and up onto the back of the house. So please don't cut it down because although you can't eat the grapes, they were quite bitter. They said, it looks wonderful on the side of our house. So grudgingly, I said to Sandra, right, okay, we'll leave it then. But that sense, that metaphor for the work that we do, the toil that we put in life, we will also experience the benefit of that work and that toil that we've put in. That sense of working hard but enjoying the benefits of that work. And also that all will have a share in the bounty of the land. You know, there were particular rules within the Jewish faith that said, you may remember the story of Ruth and Naomi, where when Ruth and Naomi went back to their Naomi's home, she was Naomi sent Ruth out into the fields to glean, and glean is one of those old words which means to take up the excess grain that's been left intentionally by the harvesters. So the Jewish law said, when you are harvesting, don't take everything, leave some for the poor, so that they can come and glean, in other words, find the grain that has been left behind, so that they don't starve. And that sense that the bounty of the land is great enough for all to be able to enjoy it. And finally, there's obviously a spiritual aspect that runs through all of these different aspects and runs through this sense of what shalom means. And this whole picture is a one of God and humanity in an intimate and a responsive relationship. So in other words, this relationship was to be dynamic. There was to be a sense that God was supporting and strengthening individuals, but the whole community, and that the whole community then was involved in this shalom project. We're all contributing to it, and we're all benefiting from it. And that's the intention of God outlined in these verses. In a little while, we're going to look at our community around us in Croydon, in this area. And the reality is that this is not the picture that we see, not the full picture. There may be aspects of some of this that we look at and say, yeah, I see glimpses of that sometimes. But God's intention is that this vision should be more and more fulfilled in our world and in our community. And as we break into small groups a little bit later in the service, we're going to think about what are the issues that are stopping this shalom being real for us in our community, in our network of connections. What's stopping this being more of a reality? And what are the bits that we can, how can we respond to move a little bit closer to God's shalom for our community?